Weekdays and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Kickoff at the Sugar Bowl takes place a few hours from now after a one-day postponement prompted by the New Orleans New Year's Day truck attack.
They believe that while there may have been someone that assisted this individual, the area has been swept.
Louisiana Congressman Troy Carter on CBS Mornings. 15 dead and 15 of the injured remain hospitalized. Attacker Shamsuddin Jabbar died in a shootout with New Orleans police. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Investigators are now questioning those who knew the assailant, part of their search for possible accomplices, but no arrests have been made.
CBS's Omar Villafranca on the families now trying to process the sudden loss of loved ones.
Matthew Tenodorio's cousin paid tribute to the 25-year-old in a post online, describing how he gave the best hugs and had the biggest smile when he walked into the room.
Police in Las Vegas probing a possible connection with the rented Tesla truck that exploded outside the Trump Hotel there yesterday. CBS News special report. I'm Vicki Barker.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community. WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Colder temperatures have arrived and look to stay for a while. Be sure you cover all exposed skin and limit your time outdoors. Brittany Merlot has more tips on how to avoid frostbite.
Frostbite symptoms can include pain, numbness, swelling, blisters, and skin discoloration. It's most common on your fingers, toes, nose, and ears. And frostbite may lead to permanent, irreversible tissue damage. A way to prevent it is to limit your time outdoors and warm your body up often if you're exposed to freezing temperatures. And if you believe that you have frostbite, go inside or seek shelter from the cold. Then, call your healthcare provider or visit the emergency room immediately to reduce your risk of tissue damage. Frostbite symptoms appear in three stages that include feeling cold, sore, and painful, which is frost nip. Then, pins and needles, which is surface frostbite. And the last, numbness, indicates a deep frostbite.
Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for school board or any local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. Dan Rossmiller of the Wisconsin Association of School Boards explains what you'll need to file before January 7th.
They'll have to provide their name and address and swear that they're a candidate for office. And at the time that they complete that document, they're going to meet the applicable age, citizenship, residency, and voting qualifications and requirements. They'll also have to file a campaign finance registration statement. In some school districts, nomination papers are required. Those have to be circulated and filed with the other papers, and that deadline is the first Tuesday in January, which in 2025 falls on January 7th.
If you missed the deadline, you have until noon on March 28th to register as a write-in. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brooklyn Nets are back in Milwaukee, taking on the Bucks at Fiserv Forum. The two teams played just a week ago. The Nets won that one, 111-105. The NFL has named three Packers players to the Pro Bowl: safety Xavier McKinney, running back Josh Jacobs, and defensive end Rashawn Gary. Meanwhile, Jair Alexander's season is over. He had to have his right knee scoped Tuesday after weeks of swelling and pain. He suffered a torn PCL back in October against the Jaguars. Head coach Matt LaFleur:
it's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, yeah, it's a tough deal for all of us.
Packers quarterback Jordan Love:
that's tough. Anytime, you talk about season-ending injuries, guys not being able to come back, it's tough. I'm going to be praying for John, and hopefully he can recover. But, it's tough. You know, I feel for the guy, definitely wants to be out there. So it's tough.
That's Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little bit of sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high in the low 20s today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down to around 10. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high pretty close to 15 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Jane says. Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck. And Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or what used to be Twitter. You can also text in via the Civic Media app. So if you haven't downloaded it yet, I suggest you do that. Go wherever you get your apps. Just look for the Civic Media app and download that. It is app. Absolutely free, as Greg Buck likes to say. Also, you can show your support for real news and great conversation. How about some new merch?
How about some new merch?
For the new year. It's January 2nd, 2025. If you're looking for, say, a new hat, perhaps a new t-shirt, spiff things up for 2025, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Head over to the Civic Media store. Click on the store button in the upper right-hand corner and do some styling.
I like that. Styling. And profiling. If you get that, you're cool. All right.
Check out the merch that we have at civicmedia.us. Look for the shop button. We do have a busy show coming up for you today. Next hour, we're going to talk about do you do resolutions? Do you make New Year's resolutions? Has it been successful for you? Did you try at one point and you're like, yeah, no, I'm not doing it. But that is always the big thing for New Year's.
Do you even resolute, bro?
Do you resolute?
Eh?
So we'll kick that around after the 11 o'clock news. Brittany Merlot will be here for weather and wine at 11:20. Find out, because things are going to be getting colder.
They already are.
It's chilly.
Blah.
And we'll see if we have any snow coming our way. All things sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Going to look at the look ahead for 2025 and see how he's feeling about all of our major sports teams. And as we always do, we wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's On a Wing and a Prayer edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off, though, with we got a little money to kick off 2025. Wisconsin Examiner from Baylor Spears headline reads, Wisconsin's annual financial report records $4.5 billion budget surplus. I thought it was only around $4
billion. Some people had said $7 billion.
But 4.5 is not a bad place to be.
I will not shake a stick at that.
No. For 30 consecutive years, according to Governor Evers in a statement, our state's checking account ran at a deficit thanks to our efforts to pay down the debt and work across the aisle to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars. Wisconsin has never had a deficit since I took office. This is great news for the people of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin economy. The balance in the general fund will be a major, point of discussion as the governor and lawmakers begin work on the state's next two-year budget. Now, I know that Jill Underlie, who is the head of the Department of Public Instruction in Wisconsin, wants $4 billion for the school system. That's not going to happen.
No, and you know who told us that? Robin Voss.
Essentially, but you're not going to take the entire surplus and put it into one area. I just don't see that as even being reasonable.
I don't see that being as good fiscal spending either. We need to invest in our schools. There's no doubting about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
But sopping up all that money, no.
There's other areas that really need the money, and certainly the first thing that comes to my mind is child care. Because the additional funding that Governor Evers took from some federal monies to keep this child care counts thing afloat, that's going to be coming to an end.
Yes.
And we're still seeing child care centers closing all over the state. This is a continuing issue, and we just haven't heard that much about it in the last couple of months.
No, with the election, everything. I mean, about 9 months ago, we were talking about it a lot. But then the election took over and
kind of sucked all the air out of the room. Yeah. Where would you like to see some of this money spent? 855-752-4842. If you had your druthers, how should we split up this $4 billion in surplus?
Yeah.
Should it be child care? Should it be still fixing our roads? I know that we've made some progress in that, but there's a way to go.
Do you think everyone should get a check?
Should we all get a nice big tax? Well, not all of us.
No, no.
The size of the tax break tends to tie in with how much you're worth.
Well, the past two times I can remember them giving a tax cut to certain groups of families, one was homeowners, and which leaves of a healthy chunk of people out.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't own their own homes.
That homeowner tax cut broke down to, I remember a friend of mine saying he did the math. It was $13 to $75, depending on how big your house was.
All the way up to $75?
Yep. You can almost take your family to the movies. And then the other one they did for parents, a child tax break, was $100. Now, ask any parent. Absolutely, you can use $100, but that $100 is going to be gone immediately.
In a week.
In a week. In a moment. In one purchase of maybe diapers. So we need long-term fixes. We need, and I know they hate this word, investments.
But that's what it is.
Yes.
And I think you make a really good point. This is investing in our future. This is investing in our children's futures. We have to look down the road a little bit and consider what this money is going to do.
Yes.
And we can't just keep sitting on it.
No, no. And a lot of people making the arguments that we need to sit on it are people who are already pretty affluent. And I've good news for them, Jane. Whether we send a tax, whether we send a check to the people or we invested in childcare, education, such and so, they're still going to be rich. Oh, my God.
For example, speaking of rich.
Are we going to talk about rich people in Wisconsin?
77-year-old Diane Hendricks, owner of roofing supply company ABC Supply. Her net worth is now $20.9 billion, with a B, $20.9 billion, almost double her reported net worth from just 2 years ago.
She may be the richest woman in Wisconsin.
I believe she is the richest woman in Wisconsin. According to Forbes, she's America's richest self-made woman for the 7th year in a row.
Okay. Hit the brakes on the truck right now. I want to know what you mean by self-made.
Well, she and her husband did start that company.
They did. But what kind of help did they get? I want to know. Family money, special loans, things like that. The term self-made is one they whip around a lot to make it seem like, oh, man, I came from nothing. I know she grew up on a dairy farm. I understand.
Yeah, she comes from humble beginnings. She does.
But I just, the whole self-made thing, I find it's very hard for me to believe that someone worth $20-plus billion is humble beginnings from start to finish.
Well, and then there's this sweet little tidbit, too. In 2016, the first year that Diane Hendricks topped America's list of richest self-made women, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported she did not pay a dime in state income tax from 2012 through 2024, and she also didn't owe any money in state taxes in 2010. Someone explain that to me.
So that's what I'm also talking about. it's easy to be self-made when the rules don't apply to you.
Or if different rules apply to you.
Do you know how much money I'd be worth if I didn't have to pay taxes? Not much more, but I'd still be worth more than I am today.
Oh, I think all of us could say that.
But I pay my tax because that's what you do. That's what the price I pay to live in a civilized society, to paraphrase Oliver Wendell Holmes. When you don't pay taxes, I'm sorry, I don't really care about your opinion that much.
Well, and doesn't that mean they have no skin in the game if they're not paying taxes? We hear that so much from the right that people, you know, on the lower income scale, they have no skin in the game. They need to have skin in the game by paying taxes.
Well,
shouldn't that apply to all these folks at the top?
Well, the thing is, Jane, they're using all that money they pay in taxes to give to political candidates.
Oh.
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, if not tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars some of these people giving away. They're using that tax money for something else. You know, to,
buy a politician?
Buy a politician, a Supreme Court justice, if you will.
Those are a little pricey.
They're pricey, but they're a great set to get. I mean, two of them are off the market right now. There's only seven available, but hey.
Get your bids in now. 855-752-4842 if you would like to join the conversation. Mark from Prairie du Sac is on the line. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to 2025.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys, and Happy New Year. And this is stretching my mind back some 40 years now, that when I started work with the DNR, that one of my jobs was to look at the encumbrances and blanket orders that the state had, DNR had, with various companies, you know, to buy goods and services.
Sure.
And I couldn't be misremembering this, but I seem to remember that ABC Supply did have a number of contracts with the state agent, with our state agency, and likely others as well. You know, getting, you know, they're selling us goods and services back in the day, but we were probably a rather large purchaser at that time for their goods and services. And for all you know, the state is still, you know, acquiring goods and services from ABC Supply. So this crap of, well, we don't need any government assistance. Well, government assisted them by buying their product back in the day. And that, as well as there was another companies. I mean, we bought a good deal of gas from Quick Trip back in the day. I mean, that in other you know, gas stations as well. But, I mean, it is just, you know, for her to this whole self-made stuff, none of us starts any of this stuff on our own, unless you're napping flint of rock you've dug out of the ground and putting it out yourself in your little leather apron that sawing your arrows and spear points. You're not self-made. We all rely on one another. We rely on our roads to deliver our goods and services. We rely on the infrastructure that the state has provided, the nation has provided for a business. So this self-made crap is just, it's overblown.
Appreciate it, Mark. We do have a comment on the live stream I wanted to share, though. Jeff says, my brother-in-law and niece work for ABC. Diane Hendricks' late husband actually started as a roofer, who was tired of supply companies screwing him, so he started his own company, for what it's worth.
I have more to say on that topic right there.
All right, we're going to keep this going. If you would like to join us, 855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Yesterday, we reported on attempts by anti-voter legislators in Arizona to make it harder to get citizen ballot initiatives on the ballot and a higher threshold to pass one. Another suppression tactic by opponents? Slap signature canvassers with a subpoena. Recruiting and training a legion of canvassers to put a measure on the ballot is already an expensive proposition. As we noted yesterday, should the Arizona Distribution Requirement for Initiatives Amendment pass in November, signatures would be required from all 30 legislative districts in Arizona, meaning more volunteers and more expense. Bolts Magazine reports on another tactic. Take the ballot question organizers to court. Opponents hope that by challenging the question's text, signature collection methods, and eligibility of canvassers, it can either invalidate signatures or make it financially unfeasible to continue. A recent Arizona law allows opponents to subpoena canvassers to defend their petitions, and if they don't appear, the signatures can be tossed out. Bolts Magazine chronicles a 2018 climate ballot question that had 1,400 canvassers subpoenaed, and organizers spent $1.3 million transporting and housing canvassers, most of whom never even testified. Expect more such tactics as anti-voter legislators try to keep power out of the hands of citizens. We've linked the Bolts Magazine article at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, the board lord on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. After the 10:30 news, we're going to talk about the terrible attack in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, and then the explosion of that Tesla in front of a Trump hotel in Las Vegas. Some other details coming out about that. We will update you after the 10:30 news. Right before we went to the break, though, we were talking about Wisconsin now has a $4.5 billion positive balance in the state's general fund, talking about where we would like to see some of that money spent, because they're going to have to work in a new two-year budget once they come back after their 10-month vacation. I'm sure Robin Voss is raring to go.
They're just walking in the door right now, ready to put the bags down. Like, all right, are we ready to work?
Let's get to work.
Are we ready to work for another 8 to 10 weeks?
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Oh, I can't even think about it right
now.
Tired.
I meant to go lay down when I think about it. But we were talking about, yes, Diane Hendricks is the richest woman in Wisconsin. She's worth like $20.9 billion. It's doubled in the last 2 years.
Oh, good for her.
She's had a pretty good couple, you know, last couple of years have been pretty good. She did start from very humble beginnings, and she and her husband did start this roofing supply company that has done very, very well.
So I looked it up, and yes, she was born on a dairy farm. Her husband is a high school dropout. He passed away some years ago. High school dropout, starting a roofing business. And this is where I'm going to take this line of thought as far as who I think Diane Hendricks is now. They started a roofing company, and they expanded, and they decided to start ABC Supply. And to do that, he gave that company to the employees. He made it an employee-owned company. That's a pretty big deal.
That's a huge deal.
When companies are employee-owned, that is a lot of – they get a lot of say. There are options. There are stock – or not stock. There are owner options. There is investment in your people. They start ABC Supply. They make the huge – hundreds of stores across the country. Good on them. They've done a lot. To me, what Diane Hendricks has done in the past 10 years, if not longer, has been antithetical to what the working people need. They need investment. They need help. She wanted to crush unions in this state. She wanted right to work. She wanted to limit the ability of employees to have rights. They wanted the bosses to have all the power. That is really against the history of what you do when you hand over a company to the employees and say, here, do with this what you will. Take it and be successful, make money, do your thing. What she is now, I don't think she gets to have the term self-made anymore, because to me, as Wisconsinite, self-made has a grit in it that says, I worked really hard. And what you're doing is you are throwing away all that legacy of working hard to say, all those workers, I want to do everything in my power to make sure they have none of themselves, and I get all of it, including the money.
Well, and unfortunately, She is caught on videotape talking to then Governor Scott Walker.
Yep. Yes.
About pitting people against each other.
Yep.
And ending collective bargaining.
Yes.
And yeah, that wasn't a good look.
It wasn't a good look, but and she hasn't changed her mind. She's never apologized. It's where she stands. And yes, she grew up in a dairy farm. Congratulations.
Well, and I'm sure they worked hard.
I'm sure they did. But that legacy, in my opinion, is gone when you start trying to trounce on the rights of other of workers.
Well, and then when I look at you're not paying, I don't understand how you can have a business worth that much money and you're not paying taxes. Well, you're not paying state taxes. That doesn't seem right somehow.
That's the other thing, too, is you're not paying your fair share. Come on. You want to crush the worker and you don't want to pay your taxes? What else do you want? Do you want your own planet? We can get you your own planet where you can rule Queen Hendrix. This is garbage.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, we have just a couple of minutes left before we go to the bottom of the hour news. Another thing I wanted to throw in here, and we've talked about this just a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about the zip code issue.
Yeah.
And the confusion with some zip codes, because if you live in Racine, Pleasant Prairie, Bristol, Caledonia, Sturtevant, Kenosha, Union Grove, they share a zip code.
Mm-hmm.
And this can cause problems. And the last time we talked about it, someone actually texted in, called me a nasty name, and said it affects his car insurance, which I had not thought about.
That's right. They called you a name while they tried
I don't know why he had to swear at me, but anyway.
Very weird.
That made you happy, I guess, which is a good point. So I can see where this is a deal for some folks.
I just realized this right now. My sister-in-law got a present for me for Christmas, and it's being shipped back and forth between Oak Creek and Racine and Milwaukee.
Lost?
It's lost. It's in a triangle of...
Where is he?
And I'm wondering, maybe, is it a zip code problem? I have no idea, but not the biggest news story in the world, but this will affect people and help them get their mail. And you should be able to get your mail when you need.
Well, get it while you can, baby. Get your mail while you can.
Welcome to 2025. It's Louis DeJoy's post office now.
Well, it's always him. And the reason, again, I wanted to mention this, because this is important, and this affects people's bottom lines. And
absolutely.
If it can save you a couple $100, you mm-hmm. know, because your zip code changes and you're no longer paying higher car insurance rates, that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's great. But yeah, if you want to make that point to me, maybe don't swear at me right off the top.
That was so weird.
It was just kind of odd.
It was very weird.
But the original article that we talked about a couple of weeks ago was Greenfield Mayor Michael Litsky. And he said he's been long pushing for this. And what jumped out at me, quote, "For some 20 years as mayor, I've been a pest with Congressman Fitzgerald. And being a pest paid off. I'm so grateful to Congressman Fitzgerald for doing this right and remembering us." So again, folks, if you want to get anything done, be patient.
Yeah.
He's only been after them for 20 years.
Also, go after
We're getting it done.
Go after the congressman who does the least. Nobody does less work than Fitzgerald. He has to do nothing.
We should have a contest.
I think I really think he'd win.
He'd just take it away?
Yeah,
more than Glenn Grothman?
Because people know Glenn Grothman from his awkward photos on Twitter. People know Derek Van Orden from him talking.
Yeah, Fitzy's kind of invisible,
isn't
he?
Fitzy is in the tall grass. He's like, can anyone see me?
Somewhere in the ether.
Ooh.
News is coming up next. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the vast, statewide, countrywide, yes, global, on the Civic Media app. Civic Media Radio Network.
On the very first row, it was love at first sight. I told her that I'd write. Now I'm so lonely, I'm writing to her. Zip code posting says it's faster this way. I know it won't get faster. Zip code make it get the better. 1336 on the
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay.
Protecting your personal information and finances from fraudsters gets harder each year. The BBB has some suggestions to help you avoid fraud. Lisa Hale has more.
Starting the new year with a new awareness of scammers and their methods can help you have a fraud-free year in 2025. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau has collected a group of resolutions to help you stay fraud-free. Resolve to be cautious with email. Be wary of any unsolicited emails. Resolve to never send money to strangers. Research before making online payments and purchases. Resolve to never share personal information with a stranger. Resolve to create strong, unique passwords for each account that you have. And resolve to be social media smart. Finally, check your financial statements regularly and educate yourself on the latest scams.
High school football coaches in Wisconsin are pitching a plan to change how the postseason works here. With more, here's Civic Media's sports director, Jimmy Kuska.
A proposal to change how Wisconsin high school football teams qualify for the playoffs and are organized by division has overwhelming support from coaches. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association says of the 400 head coaches responding to a survey, 350 of them, or 87.5%, support the WFCA's proposal, which would eliminate computer algorithms from the playoff process. This year, the WIAA admitted it made mistakes in setting the playoff field, leaving out Madison West and Greenfield. Now the plan goes to committee and could be up for a vote as soon as February for implementation as soon as the fall of 2025. According to WIAA data, there are approximately 425 high school football programs in Wisconsin, of which 240 make the playoffs.
The next step is a coaches advisory committee meeting on January 7th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit, claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today, with a few flurries flying around out there, putting down just a trace. With breezy winds out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills about 10 degrees cooler, with highs today only expected to reach the low 20s. And the entire weekend, with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 17.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same. It's 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about the potential for new zip codes for some people in areas that have to share them. Yeah. And this is making things difficult with mail getting lost and also affecting people's car insurance rates and things like that. But a texter, Tom from Jackson, texting in, listening on WAUK, says, why hasn't Biden gotten rid of Louis DeJoy, who's the head of the post office?
Well, it's because he cannot. It's not up to him to hire him or fire him. It's up to a board of governors that are made up of a bipartisan group who do the research to find the person who's going to take over, and that's it.
Can he lean on him?
He could, if he's got a buddy on the board of governor and say, hey, can we do something about this? But the only, and it's no fixed position, so he, once he's on, it's on for as long as he wants until he's either fired or resigns, but it's not a 4-year term. It's not hampered by term limits.
It's open-ended.
So he could be our postmaster general for decades if we don't watch our tone. But so Biden has absolutely no power in this. This was a position that was taken out of the cabinet, taken out of the role of government. It is not funded by appropriations. It's funded differently. So
it's an independent agency.
It's an independent agency locked in with the government. It's a very weird relationship, but it's weird. We have no power. We have very little power over them, yet they rely on us a lot. And, you know, people aren't happy with them. And this is a bipartisan thing. Mark Bocan spoken on this. Republicans and Democrats do not like this man. So I don't know.
And he's very testy. he's cranky, that Louis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, yeah, there's nothing that Biden can do right now, unfortunately.
We should look up who's on the board of governors and. I'm just curious.
To do a call campaign?
I'm just throwing it out there. You know, it's a new year, Greg. We're going to explore all kinds of different possibilities. We did want to start and take a look at that horrible attack that happened in New Orleans about 3 o'clock in the morning. At that point, it was New Year's Day, and a truck drove through Bourbon Street and killed at least 15 people. Dozens have been injured. And it was almost instantaneous. Fox News came out right away and blamed open borders and claimed that the truck that was used in this attack in New Orleans had just driven across the border within the last 2 days.
Yeah.
Of course, Donald Trump jumped on that immediately and blamed the Biden administration and open borders for allowing this attacker to get into our country. Yeah, bad news, folks. He's an American.
Yep.
Served in the Army, was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an American, 42 years old.
Yeah.
Not an illegal immigrant.
Not.
He grew up in Texas.
Yeah.
FBI also holding a press conference this morning. They say there is no evidence that this incident, this horrific incident in New Orleans, that this guy was anything but a lone wolf. Because there was some speculation originally that maybe this was a coordinated attack. Maybe there was more than one person involved. And now with what happened in Las Vegas yesterday in front of the Trump Hotel with that Tesla blowing up, I think there was some thought as well that those two things might be connected.
People were trying to make up the thought that, like, people found an ISIS flag. It's like,
well, he did have an ISIS flag on his truck.
Yeah, but like this was not connected to anything. But here's the thing is, I also don't like the term lone wolf. I think that also alleviates responsibility from certain people like Donald Trump. This was an act of domestic terrorism. This was done by an American on our soil once again
against fellow Americans.
But when it's a American, when it's a guy, when it's a white dude, it's always a lone wolf. It's just not a good person. He was a terrorist. Let's call him that, and let's not try to put the blame on other countries.
42-year-old Army veteran from Texas died in a shootout with police after ramming that rented truck, which did have an ISIS flag, into the revelers early on New Year's morning. 15 people killed. The driver identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, originally from Texas. He died at the shootout. He deployed to Afghanistan from 2009 to 2010 while on active duty. He left active duty in 2015, but continued to serve part-time in the reserve, switching careers to information technology.
And for all, I mean, for all we know, and I know I just said, I know I just said white guy was thinking also the Las Vegas, when, sorry, that was, that's connected to other past things when the domestic terrorism looks like a guy like me, but we don't know the story at this point. All we know is what we've been told. And it's the fact that what angers me is people like the incoming president making all sorts of claims.
Jumped on it right away.
With zero information, saying things like that. It's like, well, do you want this to be, do you want the case to be solved? Do you want anyone to be learned? Or is it just fine for you to be crazy man from another country has once again invaded our borders?
Well, and what concerns me again, as we found out, I think after the election, that Americans get their news from vastly, vastly different sources.
Yeah.
And while Fox News came out almost instantaneously and blamed it on an illegal immigrant, they did rescind it. Mm-hmm. They pulled the article. But I'm sure if you watch them today, they're not going to mention that.
Well, they're not going to mention that, but they'll also somehow they will tie him to some sort of immigration point. It's not difficult for these news outlets of all stripes.
True.
To make their points
connections.
Stick together. Yeah, they will do whatever they can to put their point across. He was a man of color with an ISIS flag. Doesn't matter. He was from Texas. That was the only thing that mattered. Well, who's ISIS? They're drugs. And Jane, I don't know if you know this, but I heard. But there were illegal immigrants in that truck that disappeared. Did you hear about that? You know, it just...
Well, that's how that stuff starts to
feed. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
What is really tragic about this as well is that New Orleans had started to put in new vehicle bollards. We talked about this, Greg and I, before we got on the air this morning. And these bollards can be made out of just about anything.
Yeah.
I thought they were all concrete. They're not.
No.
And there are some that can actually, sink below, sink to ground level and then be raised for certain events.
Yeah.
But they had started putting up these new bollards ahead of the Super Bowl, which is next month.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the posts made of metal line the perimeters, but apparently they were not strong enough.
Yeah.
And he was able to drive right through them. Now, I remember my sister is in a dancing group, not the Dancing Grannies.
Okay.
After that horrific attack in Waukesha.
Yeah.
Where that truck drove through the parade route and killed numerous people and injured numerous people. The year after that, when my sister's group was performing in the West Dallas Christmas Parade, they had every garbage truck and every heavy piece of machinery on all of the side streets along the parade route.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wondering if one of two things are going to happen with this is either they're going to have to find the funding to install moderate, because the thing about Bourbon Street, if you've been to Bourbon Street, everything needs to retain a certain amount of
charm,
timelessness,
right?
And you know, steel bollards that retract into the ground or are sunk deep in the ground might not look the best, but they're going to have to install something that's more secure now, because this is now they have to go reactive, and the reactive side of it tends to get very pricey. So it's going to be a matter of both maintaining the milieu of Bourbon Street,
the charm of the
quarter,
and
also being indestructible and being able to take on a tanker truck.
Again, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, where is he, by the way?
No, he could be under the table for right now.
He should
for all
be
we
on
know.
A milk carton. Where is our vice president elect? He's been shoved out of the way by Elmo. Trump and J.D. Vance, among the first Republicans rushing to link this tragedy to the southern border.
Of course.
Quote, when I said the criminals coming in are far worse than the criminals we have in our country, that statement was constantly refuted by Democrats and the fake news media, and it turned out to be true, said Trump. Our hearts are all with the innocent victims, including the brave officers of the New Orleans Police Department. The Trump administration will fully support the city of New Orleans as they investigate and recover from this act of pure evil. He has continued that this morning, claiming that this man who was responsible for this attack was an illegal immigrant. No, he was born in Texas.
Well, guess what? That's old school Trump. That's old recipe. That's good formula. Best hits. He's stupid. Sorry. That's just it. When you say things like that, he's stupid.
I think that's by design.
Well, it makes him stupid for doing it then, too.
But it's worked in the past.
I don't...
What happened to all the reports of eating the cats and dogs? Ever since the election, whoosh, that's all gone.
That was whoosh a week after the fact because it outlived its usefulness to them. I mean... Okay, not stupid.
Intentional. I believe it's intentional.
I think it's criminally irresponsible too.
Yes.
Because he's benefiting from this with whatever. I mean, like now he's going to be in office, so he's won. But it's just so irresponsible. It's so. I mean, this is not.
It's not a game.
This is not a game, and people are going to. I don't know. I'm waves of October 2024 coming back at me, just being frustrated by this constant wave of lies he's been telling on these stages, where you're just like, you can't do anything about it. And it got him back to the White House.
Absolutely.
People were tricked. You were tricked.
Sue from Franklin texting in, didn't they show the truck turned and it drove on the sidewalk, squeezing past the police car? You might be right, Sue. I haven't seen that video. You'd have to put a barrier on the sidewalk, too. It's tragic that these are the times that we live in.
I mean, they might have to go as far as saying, all right, certain sections of Bourbon Street are now just walkable and you can't access
them
via cars.
Yep, no more vehicle traffic.
Yeah.
No more vehicle traffic.
Because Bourbon Street, too, is also small. Like, those areas in the French Quarter are 400 years old and they're not made for cars.
It's really narrow. Among the victims in this attack early on New Year's Day, Nicole Perez, 27-year-old with a 4-year-old son, Tiger Beck, who was a 28-year-old former Princeton football player,
jeez,
turned a junior bond trader, Kareem Badawi, who was a student at the University of Alabama, Hubert Gautreau, 21 years old, who just graduated from Archbishop Shaw High School just across the river from New Orleans. Our condolences to all of the victims' families. And again, I'm sure this investigation will be ongoing. And we'll see what develops as time goes on. When we return, there was another incident on New Year's Day, this one in Las Vegas, involving a Tesla and a Trump hotel. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Long as I can walk, dear Lord, close to thee. Oh, I say when my weary life is over, pain and suffering are no more. Oh, who will leave?
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Have you made New Year's resolutions such as exercising more or learning a new skill? Why not add some financial resolutions? For starters, try to reduce your debt load. You'll improve your cash flow and have more to invest. See whether you can boost your pre-tax contributions to your traditional IRA and 401k. Once you're 50, you can even make catch-up contributions. If you have an education goal, consider investing in a tax-advantaged 529 education savings plan. Also, try to build an emergency fund containing up to 6 months' worth of living expenses, with the money kept in a liquid, low-risk account. Finally, even if you're relatively young, it's good to have your estate plans in order. And if you've already created these plans, you may want to review them, especially if you've had changes in your family situation involving marriage, divorce, or birth of children or grandchildren. You may not be able to tackle all these resolutions in 2025, but by addressing as many of them as possible, you can make progress towards your goals and set yourself on a positive course for the future. This is Clay Kanoki, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, at 715-421-0958. Member SIPC.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air. Greg Mach and Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Wish we didn't have to talk about this, but this happened yesterday, along with that attack, that domestic terrorism attack in New Orleans that happened early on New Year's Day around 3 o'clock in the morning. And then yesterday morning, what, about 8:30 Las Vegas time, there was a Tesla Cybertruck that drove up in front of Trump's Las Vegas hotel and exploded. 7 people were injured. The driver of that truck was killed. And now the Associated Press in reporting that the driver was Matthew Livelsberger, a member of the Army's Green Beret. He served in the Army since 2006, rising through the ranks. He was approved on leave when he died. He had spent time at the base formerly known as Fort Bragg in North Carolina. That's home to Army Special Forces Command. There isn't much else available at this time as we find out more, but the driver of this was killed, 7 other people injured. Mm-hmm. It could have been so much worse.
Yes.
Not that this is a high point, but 8:30 in the morning in Las Vegas has got to be pretty dead.
I mean, I'd like to think it is, but I mean,
on New Year's Day, I guess you don't know.
But Vegas, like New York, is one of those cities where it doesn't close.
Nothing stops.
Yeah, it's absolutely happening. And so this one is, when I say the word interesting, I don't mean for fun. I mean, like, the gentleman in New Orleans, like you said, there were things happening.
He was, this sounds like he was multiple, divorced several times.
Yeah.
It sounds like he was having some money problems, some business problems. This is the attack in New Orleans we're talking about.
Yeah.
The one we're talking about now is what happened in Las Vegas yesterday.
This one just seems to be out of literally nowhere. And
he's reportedly, the suspect in the Vegas attack, reportedly married to a social worker on leave from duty in Germany at the time. CBS News reporting his wife had not heard from him for several days. The man who rented the Cybertruck had 19 years plus of military service and was in Special Forces Command. And as you said, they have him on video driving up the strip.
Yep.
And then coming back around and then pulling in front of the Trump Hotel. And a short time later, it blew up.
Yeah. There's not really a whole lot we can say beyond that. They've made some speculations on the actual, on the truck itself. I guess there was a self-locking mechanism that.
I saw something, this came up on Twitter, that Elon Musk was working with the FBI because the Tesla Cybertruck self-locked. So they couldn't even, if he had wanted to get out when the explosion happened, it sounds like that wouldn't have been possible.
Well, in my opinion, Elon Musk is also not, I mean, he's on Twitter talking about how great the Cybertruck still is. It's like, dude, just take it. Don't.
The Cybertruck exploded about 15 seconds after pulling up to the parking lot valet. The suspect highly trained in communications and electronic measures for bomb detections and intelligence operations. He would be one of the most sophisticated in terms of training people in the Green Beret. They're not sure yet if he is the same person who rented it.
Yeah.
And as of this morning, I don't even think that they had accessed the body yet.
Beyond this brief speculation we can do or information we can give you, the only connection I can have is that if there was untreated mental illness with regard to being in the military, like if it caused, if there was, you know, that kind of thing, that's the only thing I can think of. Beyond that, it's we're going to have to wait for people, experts to come up with information, let us know, and watch for journalists reporting on it.
Just another tragedy.
Yeah, it's, I mean, you don't, it's just a very weird, brand new year, New Year's Day, here we go.
Right.
And we're starting with this.
Well, and think about the poor relatives of those who were killed in New Orleans.
Absolutely.
And again, to start to kick off 2025 in this way, it's just horrible. It's just tragic.
And they're going to be the fodder for news and politicians and pundits. And
now the anniversaries.
Yep.
Every year.
Yeah, every
year.
Well, as Jane said, our condolences and our hearts go out to those families that are affected.
Absolutely.
Because this is not something you want to start your New Year's to. And we hate discussing it, but
we wish we would never have to talk about this stuff.
No, exactly. We wish we could just make fun of Louis DeJoy for hours.
Do that all day.
Exactly.
We'd love to do that all day. We are going to lighten things up in our number two. We have news coming up in just a little bit. Going to start off with resolutions, yay or nay.
Let us know.
I'm really curious if people still do that.
Yeah. How can they tell us, Jane?
You can call.
Okay.
You can text.
All right.
855-752-4842.
Is there a convenient way they could do one or the other in like one specific area?
The easiest way to do that, Greg Bach, would be to download the Civic Media app.
Now, New Year's Eve pricing, only $4 million per download.
It's absolutely free.
Why are we doing it for free?
It's absolutely free, and you're going to want to do this now. We will ultimately have another statewide text to win contest. You never know when it's going to be, so don't wait. Download that Civic Media app. And do it right now.
Yeah.
News coming up next. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. Stay with us. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. New Orleans is pressing ahead with plans to reopen Bourbon Street a day after a U.S. Army veteran drove a pickup truck into a crowd of people, killing 15. State Attorney General Liz Morrell tells CBS.
We do believe that there were multiple people that were involved in working with the driver of the vehicle.
Morrell is among critics calling on the city to postpone the Sugar Bowl at the Superdome for at least another day. Police Commissioner Ann Kirkpatrick.
We believe we can absolutely provide a safe and wonderful environment today and for the Super Bowl and all of our activities.
Kickoff is in a few hours. Sidney Torres' company is cleaning up after the deadly attack.
We're making good progress. We've finished where the scene happened, and then we're going to start doing all the cross and long streets throughout the quarter.
The FBI's Christopher Reya, speaking at a news conference right now, calls the attack a premeditated evil act of terrorism. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every...